Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go check in with Mike Jeffcoat this morning. Captain Jeffcoat, what's going on?
Oh, not much. How are you this morning, man?
Man, I'm good, brother. I'm here.
Tired of fighting these deer, I can tell you that.
You had enough?
No, I hadn't had enough. I'm going back, matter of fact.
Well, no, you never get enough.
No.
Get aggravated, just, though.
Yeah, that moon is... they are starting to stir a little better than they were. I mean, it's, but that moon was not a fun opening week, I can tell you that. You know, you just had to try to pattern them, but, you know, it opened up with a rut going wide open.
Right.
And I hunted every day through yesterday morning, and then I come home. Mm-hmm. And I swear, I've got a picture of, in my brother's cedar pen, matter of fact, because he had a big accident.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, man. He went home. Yeah, he fell off a ladder about 12 foot. And
oh, God.
Yeah, they had life flight him to Furman, Houston, and but luckily he's gonna survive. So,
man, that's
trying to think. My brother is 77 years old.
Man,
the doctor told his wife that for his age, he was in the best health of anybody they ever operated on. So, but.
What happened to him? What did he break up?
Well, he broke three vertebrae.
Oh,
well, he fractured two and broke one. But he landed on his head, and he had three blood vessels bleeding. And luckily, by the time they got him, it happened like 4 in the afternoon. He hunted till Wednesday morning, went home. And I guess that happened Thursday. Anyhow, they got him to Columbus, Amelis did, and they told him he's got to go. I mean, they got a helicopter on the way because he needed to get to a Trauma 1 Center. And,
no joke.
Yeah, he got there. And before they went to do anything about the bleeding in the brain, miraculously, them vessels closed up, and so they didn't have to
open him up. Yeah.
Yeah, but the problem of it is, that's the problem. I mean, they done the back surgery, I think, Saturday, and they said it went fantastic. But the swelling in his head is still really tremendous, and they said it's just going to take time. It's in another 2 weeks, probably, that before it gets down, and he don't have all his senses, you know.
No, swelling on the brain and everything. You can't.
No, and the medication and stuff, and they told me not even try to come see him.
Right.
But he's my brother. Butch is one of them guys that you ain't gonna tell me I can't do it.
Right.
You know, and that's been his whole deal. Is he don't realize what has happened. He has no clue that what happened. And he's fought them nurses left and right. He tries to get out, but they had to strap him down a couple times.
Boy, he's ringtail tutor, ain't he?
Yep. And so, yeah, they're supposed to. They're considering shipping him to Luling, I think. Supposedly got a big rehab place out there, and they're talking about doing that tomorrow, next day, or something. I don't know, but. He's still in ICU in Herman downtown.
I can imagine.
And they're talking about already shipping him, and I'm going, I don't agree with that, but that's not my business. So.
Well, let him get more stable before you do anything like that.
Yeah. But anyhow, while I was going back, I pulled a card. Sorry if he told me to pull a card out of his camera because, you know, you can't use them cameras that come back to your phone, and there's not enough signal out there, which, you know, right. It's sometimes hard to get hold of, man. And I pulled a card on it, I think, day before yesterday, and I was looking at it, and there's $5 in his fingerprint all together. And I went, this is crazy, because them bucks have, they've kind of disappeared on us.
Right.
And I got to look at them pictures. I said, well, they all got back together. You know, and actually they're drawn down 4, and so
the rut's already gone by, and now they're in bachelor packs again.
Yep, we're done in Riverbone. I mean, you got a straggler every now and then, you know.
Yeah, sure, but you're going to have that, because all those guys come in at the same time.
No, but it's
that's weird. All those deer were probably trying to kill each other 2 weeks ago, and now they're all back in bachelor packs feeding together.
Yeah.
Dwayne
Bonin, Texas nephew, he's got a picture. He killed a nice deer Sunday morning. Yeah. But he's got a picture of another stand he's got. And this deer's probably, if he ain't 22 inches wide, he's 21.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good
But one. He just don't have nothing left on his head. All he's got is bang. He has fought so much, he broke everything on himself.
Wow.
And, yeah, I mean, there's several of them deer out there like that this year. And, I mean, they have done some fighting. All broke up. So,
yep.
Deer I let walk. Opening morning, little boy killed, and I was happy for him. So,
that one that you took the safety off on a couple of times?
Yeah.
A kid got it. That's good.
He made a mistake and traveled. That deer probably traveled 3 miles.
Wow.
Yep.
That's tough.
And it was funny because his dad was telling me about it. He said, let me show you a picture. I went, I got a lot of pictures of him. He said, really? I said, yeah. I said, I started to kill him opening morning. He said, well, I'm glad you didn't. I said, I'm glad for the young man. He's nice deer. He was 18 and a half inches. He just, these brow tines. It's the only reason I didn't kill him was because of his brow tines.
Weak brow tines, yeah.
Weak brow tines. And, but man, when he turned his head and I saw him from behind, I really wanted to kill that deer so bad. And that's the worst way to get to judge them right there is from behind.
Yeah.
So, other than that, we need
this
some rain.
This ladder that your brother fell off of, is it a tree stand ladder or what?
No, he was at the house. So, you know what, 3 weeks ago when we had the tornado that come through.
Oh, he was
like Liberty County.
Yeah.
It come right through over the lake at Fayetteville, and he don't live but 2 miles from the lake. Mm-hmm. And it blowed a bunch of metal loose on his shop. And this ain't his first time of trying to do stuff like that. And I've told him, I said, you need to stay off them ladders.
Yes.
And I know. And we probably will never know because he don't remember unless he comes back to it. But he's up there trying to screw something. He wasn't up on the roof. He was just on the ladder.
Right.
And I guess that ladder probably slid on him or something.
It probably did. That's why you want somebody holding that thing.
Yeah. And he landed on his head on concrete, his back. So.
Oh, Lord Harris. Lucky it didn't kill him.
No, I'm telling you. It just. Luckily, his wife was home and heard it happen. Because. You know, she'd have been gone to the grocery store or something like
that. That was the next question I was fixing to ask you, man. I mean, surely he wasn't able to call 911.
No. Uh-uh. No. No.
My gosh.
Yep. And, you know, the kids, they was like, well, why ain't we going to Austin with him? Austin does not have a Trauma One hospital. They have a Herman Inn. Yeah, but it's not a trauma one.
That's weird.
Not a trauma. They have a trauma hospital, but it ain't a trauma one.
Right.
And there's a difference. I didn't know that till they told me. And like I told them, I said, it ain't that much difference between from Columbus to Austin or Columbus to Houston. I said, right. Life flight, you know, it's going to get there quick. So, anyhow. But that's it. I'm not quite that old, but me being out there hunting by myself.
Yeah, you got to watch it, man.
I make dang sure that I let somebody know, either one of my boys or Darlene, what stand I'm going to go hunt.
Right.
Now, I got a bad habit of maybe getting bored and get down and go slipping around.
Yeah.
But at least I know the vicinity of where I'm at.
Sure.
So, anyhow, that was interesting opening week. So,
well, it was.
He was supposed to stay all week. And we talked about it all year. Should have. But, I mean, you know.
Should have, could have, would have, hindsight.
Yes. It turned off. You know, it warmed back up, and he just said, well, I'm going out. So, but, I don't know. I've heard of one or two really nice deer that's been killed. But
Lane had a couple of lucky guys this past weekend with that moon and fog.
Moon and fog, yeah.
Moon and fog, too. And he had two monster 10-pointers. I hadn't seen the pictures. He didn't send them to me, but he's usually pretty spot on. He had a couple of hunters really do good this past, I think it was Saturday morning or Sunday morning. So that's against all odds. You know, for down there. I mean, he grained from the blind out about 60 or 70 yards. That's all you could see. And those two deer came into the corn a little bit too close, and they got nailed.
Fine, but darn.
Yeah.
Well, the game wardens come opening weekend on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, you told me that.
Yeah, and that picture of that deer they got, killed straight across the river from my camp. You know, it come off at Daniels Ranch.
Right.
We'll go to Daniels.
Price.
But
Daniels.
I mean, yeah, I'm telling you, man, if you saw this deer, you'd have swore he come out of South Texas.
Right.
He's
Texas got some big old barnacle backs, man. Some old moss backs roaming around in that river bottom, buddy.
His G1s are 18 inches long.
My gosh. What a
He carried 6 inches of mass halfway out of his beams.
That's a deer right there, bud.
Yep. Run broadside.
He scores good.
running broadside into an old woman. That's wild.
Yep. All right, Mike, yeah. I got to run, buddy. Well, sorry about your brother, bro. Man. Tell him
that's
you're praying
all right.
for him. Man, that's
you bet.
Bad deal.
Yeah, hey, I'm going back to the bottom, so, and I think Saturday when you couldn't get a hold of me.
Yeah, it just, it didn't even ring or anything. It just went straight to voicemail. Jay's tried several times.
Huh, that's crazy. But it's all about that weather out there. It's, when it's gin clear like that, no moon was like it was, we ain't got no signal. It's yeah. cloudy, I got all the signal in the world, so.
Yeah,
driving Saturday morning, I should be able to talk to you.
All right, well, I'll look at the weather. If it's cloudy, I'll call you. No, we'll try you anyway. All right, dog. Throw them out a number,
later.
Mike.
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web at RJ Hunting Fishing.
I had a listener just send me a picture of four bucks swimming the Trinity River. One of them's kind of, he's okay, but there's three other ones that are monsters.
You know, that's funny you say that. Last year, I had three come, yeah, there was three of them come across that river.
Right.
They didn't come off Daniels. They come off Daniels. And because the road gets real close to the river there.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, me, y'all in it. They come out of a high fence somewhere. And where them deer went on our place, I have no deal. Now, that was opening.
Yeah, that's the way these deer look, man. These are monsters swimming the river.
Yeah, just stupid.
All right. I got to roll, man. See you, buddy. Later.
Later.
All right. Well, Boyd's One Stop, they're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse. Croker's located right at the base of the Texas City Dyke. They're located at 227 Dyke Road. And if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be, and there's no better way to live your bait than with their oxygen response system. Check them out firsthand at the store. They have all their different size bottles on display, along with regulators, diffusers. They refill for you there at store. If you need more info, call Jason at 281-701-8107. While you're by there, check out all their wild-caught Gulf seafood. No farm-raised at Boyd's, all wild-caught Gulf shrimp. Whatever size you're looking for, they have them in stock in their Cajun Grill next door. They put out some really good food there and also their food truck over in Santa Fe. Call them at 409-945-4001 or check them out at boydsonestop.com. When you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 520 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down Galveston Way and check in with Captain James Plog this morning. Good morning, JP. What's up?
Yo, Mick. What's up, buddy?
Hey, man. How's your world?
Oh, my world's always good. Just try to get out of here.
That's why it's you calm. Catch fish all the time. You're always positive, son. I love that.
No, I don't catch them all the time, buddy. Anybody says they does, they're lying. You know better than that. And it is, I don't even know how to explain it. It's okay, but.
It's okay, yeah. Mediocre. It ain't, it's good.
I don't.
Depends on what barometer, you know, how you look at it.
Well, I'm just saying, man, it ain't like you drive around everywhere and go to catching them.
No.
Man, yesterday, it was terrible for a long time. And then it got good. And, man, but they was in one little old spot.
Right.
And really, there ain't much of a bite right now. I mean, I can't see it. You got to be where there's a lot of fish in a small spot. And I kept hitting spots. We went to one spot in the morning. The day before, I didn't catch nothing. Never had a bite. Did I even fish there? Yeah, I fished there. And we probably catch, man, 30, 35.
Mm.
And they're like, there's some in there that they're just born, dude. They're like terrible. And I said, man, we got to get out of here. I said, there ain't been no fish like this here. And then we catch one like 18 inches. And that cost me another 15 minutes sitting there. And another 10 pencils. I said, man, let's get this. This ain't no good. And I stopped somewhere else, and it was terrible. But I got in so late, I didn't get no fuel the night before. So I said, man, we got to get some fuel. We got some fuel, and then we took off again. And it's something. It just looks dead. Mickey is dead calm, and there's nothing. I'm fishing. I said, man, this is stupid. We ain't catching nothing here. And I left. I said, I just got to go right over here. Let's check this little deal. And we pulled in there, and we caught a couple of ones, and then we caught one. And then it got pretty good. I mean, we went through there not very far. I just had two guys, and we caught 15 or 16.
Yeah.
And quite a few fish right around 20 inches. Hey, we caught a 5-pound flounder in there yesterday.
Wow, that's a doormat.
An absolute show. And I told Tom, I'm trying to get him to hold it. I'm going to take a picture for him. I said, man, you look like a dweeb, man. Don't do that. And I said, okay, whatever. So I took the pictures.
A dweeb.
We got in. I said, hey, send them flounder pictures to yourself. And I hadn't even looked at them. And I opened them up, and I said, that is the absolute worst picture ever on the planet. We took a 5-pound flounder and just ruined it. I said, here. Say, I don't even want to look at it. Just get them off my phone. But he was a big one, dude. This was a real big one. I thought he had a red. I said, ain't no trout. There ain't no 5-pound trout right here where I'm fishing.
Huh.
I said, I don't know what that is. Man, he come to top. I said, dude, that's a chode flounder right there.
Month for big flounder, man.
Always. You can't keep them. I said, Tom didn't know. I said, man, you can't keep that thing. What do you mean?
No.
I said, it's not flounder season. So, anyway, we chunked him back, but I didn't even go back through there, Mickey. That's why we don't catch them. I mean, still, I had two guys. We caught 20 fish. I mean, it was terrible. But just like I told Tom, we could go back through there, and we'll catch another 10. So now you've caught 35, but you can't afford to do that anymore because that's where you're fishing.
No, you can't beat on.
So it cuts your numbers down some. You know, then you go look for something else. But Monday, of course, we didn't go because of the front. And then Tuesday, man, for me, it was terrible. I think I got in it. Oh, dude. I got in at 4:30.
Man, now, the water had to look terrible Tuesday, huh?
It wasn't bad. Yeah, well, let me tell
well,
you.
Well, down your that. Way, up my way, man. That's...
Well, you know how low the tide got.
Yeah, it just smoked out.
Because in the water, when I come in Friday, the water was 75. Tuesday, I got 58-degree water.
Yeah, now, I was seeing 58, 59. I said, man, what a temperature drop.
Yeah, dude. And where I was fishing, and we were combo men, which I hate that anyway. you got your waders, but you're drifting. Now we decide to wade. Now put your stuff on. I hate that. Well, I didn't have my fleece. I just had my Under Armour's on. Dude, I bailed off in there, and I went, man, I can tell you right now, I ain't got enough stuff on it. And Sam said, yeah, I got long johns on, but I ain't got enough john. I need some
more. Yeah, it may be long, but it ain't enough john, baby.
So, but we caught some everywhere we went. Now, you could have killed your old nine fish and put them out there and acted like it was good, but I fished till 4:30. We caught 10 trout and a flounder, so I think it was terrible. So it was just the day, and I missed them. I know somebody that did catch them. They caught them pretty good, a spot that I drove off from, and a bunch of nice trout, 19, 20-inch fish. But, like, yesterday, I checked it yesterday morning. Shoot, you can't even get a bite. It was terrible.
Yeah.
So it ain't like you just – it ain't like a typical fall. You just don't drive around and go get them everywhere. Is it terrible? No, if you know what to do. But it's not easy, man. You tell me last time you had to, on November the 12th, you had to fish till 4:30 to catch 10 fish.
Yeah.
Tell me the last time you had to do that.
Right. I know.
So, but yesterday was good. It was, we started catching some nice ones, man. I mean, they're 20-inch trout. I mean, it was good. It was good. But, man, I hit a bunch of stuff that it was just terrible. Sam and I were laughing because on Monday we were coming in, and he's looking at his fish app thing. He said, man, it was like a 2.5 fish, and this was a major minor. I said, well, I don't care about today. It's over with. What's tomorrow look like? He started laughing. He said, hey, man, there's not even a fish on the deal for tomorrow. He said, it's that good, huh? I said, well, hell, I'm going to sit out in the boat with it idling so I don't miss anything. Make sure I get an early bird jump on it. But yesterday, for a long time, it looked like that no fish day.
Right.
I mean, there's just nothing to see. It's just terrible. It was dead slick. But, you know, I got a couple of spots here. They're little bitty places that has a fair amount of fish on them. Actually, I didn't know it was as good as it was yesterday. I mean, I didn't know it was as good everywhere. I was just fishing in one little spot. I just trolled down this whole thing yesterday, and we never quit catching them. So, quite a few there. So, it's okay. We ain't got no topwater bite. Everything on tails. That little sea shad, that little shrimp curler sea shad. And I'm using whatever this thing Robin sent me is. Pretty damn good. Me and you talked about it the other day, like that old pudding thing that we come up with, or somebody come up with years ago.
Yeah, Gary Anderson Pudding Pops.
Yeah, this is called a Green Pumpkin Magic. So, it's pretty good. That's what I've been throwing.
Yeah, but just what we need, another color.
Oh, man, Robin's got some colors. He's got some names, too. Everything is a variation, either light or dark, you know that. And then now the pink's a different animal. You know, when the water's clear back in the day, me and you this time of year, pink was king.
Oh yeah.
But the water ain't been that good for no pink. It ain't really got clear. The tides are low, man. I ain't got no water this morning, buddy.
Yeah, when I was redoing my trailer yesterday, that tide was low when I was driving my boat up on the trailer.
No, it dumped out of here yesterday, dude. Everything was a mud flat.
Yeah, we're on some, well, backside of the full moon, crappy tides. Weak.
They are crappy. Do you see them ones today? There's some kind of little BS, little.
Yeah, you got a 1.1 on the low this morning, then a high right behind that, a 1.2. So that's a trickle.
That's blazing in.
Oh, that's smoking. Now this one, you know, in the afternoon.
That
you get a pretty good drop with. Well, a real good
drop.
Dadgum,
Mickey, we stayed out there Monday, and I could have just not been there with no fish. But we fished through that outgoing, and it ran so hard. But I just don't think I was where nothing was at, honestly. I mean, there was some, but it never was any good.
Yeah.
So, but we'll see about today. I got some vacuum cleaners today, so if it's good, we'll get them somewhere.
Got some more vacuum cleaners. You got them vacuum cleaners, man.
I got vacuum cleaners, buddy.
Got some Hoovers, baby. A lot of Hoovers.
I'm pretty fortunate. I got some guys that can absolutely do it.
Eurekas and Hoovers.
I guarantee you, man, I'm looking at 2 foot of barnacles on these pilings out here right now. It ain't. It's low.
Well, and you're on a high right now. The high was at 12:41 a.m., so the low's at 7:21, so it's already gone out where you're at.
So this is as good as you're going to see it right here, huh?
Yeah, but you got a smoking income and a 1.2 off at 1.1, so yeah, you...
That's like G already got
a lot of water to work with this morning, brother.
Yeah. That's like G already used to say. He'd pop the bottle on that crown in the morning and say, hey, just think, dude, this is as good as you're going to feel all day long. Oh, man. And I don't know, Mickey, it's different this fall. I can't really, for me, I mean, because I'm telling the absolute truth about how it is. I don't really get it. Because the spring was so good, you know, really. You know, the spring and the summer before I went tarpon fishing. Even last winter and stuff, man, fishing was good.
Yeah.
Like, man, the fall will be killer. You know, I'm going to tell you, I don't know where they swam off to or it got so salty. I think it's so salty there in a bunch of places I'm not looking.
They're just spread out, man.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. I'm going to do some stuff. I got some stuff I want to do. Because I'm just telling you, I ain't fishing where there's a bunch of them. I'm just not. So they're somewhere. I ain't found them. But when you do find them, they're pencils. I mean, they're 14 inchers. So I don't get it. But we'll see. I may find them today, buddy.
You might. You might just land all over them. You never know.
Yeah. And I might get in at 4 o'clock with 3. So
well, that's true, too. Yeah.
It could go either way, buddy.
But always look at that glass half full, not half empty.
Always, brother. Always, man. Hey, I tell somebody, I said, let me tell you something, man. It's like a golf shot or a cast. Every time I throw out there, I think something's going to be on the end of it. Every time I hit that golf ball, I think it's going to be the greatest shot ever. I said, is it? Nah, 90% of the time it's not, but every now and then it works out.
It happens. It all comes together.
That's right, man.
Oh, well. We got a good stretch of weather here, so maybe.
Do you fit to start fishing a little bit?
Yeah.
Get through your house?
Yeah, the house is done, and the studio is almost done, and fishing is about to begin.
Man, that's awesome, dude. Well, congrats on your house.
Yeah, Daryl did a great job, man. Saved me a bunch of money, and I owe Daryl one.
That's cool. Don't tell him that, though, because he'll be over there collecting.
Oh, I'm telling you, he will.
Hey, when you see him, Mickey, are you going? I mean, you'll probably see him. I got some posters I need to get to him that
some
he's going to want.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm decking this attic for Carol, and dude, I found a bunch of stuff for our boat show days. And he's going to want these. I was actually going to call him and tell him to come pick them up. But just tell him I have them for him if he gets to Galveston.
Yeah, he's
going to want them.
Rick Kersey, all of them. I don't know how many plaques when he and hopefully he threw them away. I don't have no place to put them. It was like all them tennis trophies we threw away at time.
Yeah.
He had all those CCA Guides Cup plaques we used to hang up in our booth back in the day. Trying to be somebody.
Hey, we were then. I got all mine hanging on my wall in my office. I got everything in my office.
Yeah, I don't. He's got all of mine and Blaine's, but we don't want
them. What is he doing with them?
Well, remember the last time we tore the booth down, we stored everything at his place in that, in his horse barn in that back room, that tack room.
Oh, dude, that's been 100 years ago.
Yeah, it's been a long time, man.
Man, well, Daryl will like these. You know, we took some pictures, had them big. I mean, he wants them. So tell him to call me or just tell him to come down here and get them.
All right, dog.
All right, buddy.
James, throw him out a number. Somebody wants to come go to the bottom with you.
All right, brother. 409-771-7306.
Nothing like bottom dwelling. Always
bottom
good.
Dwelling. All right, brother. Holla at you.
Later, man. All right.
Later.
Well, folks, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. They have a full fleet of delivery trucks with same-day delivery. There's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item or can't wait on those long deliveries, their sales team, over 100 years of combined experience, and they're here to support you from start to finish, whether it's a 24-7 maintenance project or ground-up construction. Remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224 or sales at alliedinc.com. 281-332-6224.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. 540 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to Galveston now, right there on Offutt's Bayou, off at the Bayou with Sharky Marquez. See what's up with him. Good morning, Sharky. What's going on?
What's up, buddy?
Not a lot, brother. Not a lot, man. Just
well, sorry. I got a little bit of an echo. I'm hiding out in the bathroom. I'm in Las Vegas. You know what? I thought I was a couple hours behind you, which would mean like an 8 o'clock call. But it's 3 a.m. here, so I'm not trying to wake up everybody.
Good Lord have mercy.
I know. I'm sorry, man.
Should have warned me in advance.
No, you're good, brother.
I'd have called somebody else or just kept James on the line forever this
No, morning. I'm a nut, man. It's all good. No, we're on our last day. Our last day here of this 4-day wedding conference has been, it's been awesome,
right.
Man.
Said, 4 days at a wedding conference? Good.
Yeah,
Lord.
But it's, Mickey, when I tell you, I think there's like 20,000 people.
Really?
It's something insane, man. We filled up
a big deal, huh?
It's a big deal. And it's cool because you can apply. I mean, there's seminars all day and the latest and greatest, everything. But, you know, I try to go in there, you know, with the learning mind, and you'd be able to take some of this stuff. And I'm thinking about our charter business and how we can do this and that. And
right.
So it's not just, you know, wedding stuff. It's more like business development stuff. So it's been really good, man. Spent some time with mom and dad, and we're going to try to get them out to a comedy show or something tonight to have a good time while we're here. But no, man, looking forward to making it back and going and hitting the water. I just had that one day back last Saturday, because we were traveling last week, you know, at the Fort Lauderdale show and all that. So we've been blowing and going, man.
Cool. Wow.
But fishing's hot, brother. Fishing, yeah, fishing's hot.
I think it was Sugar Shane posted up a picture or something yesterday where a shrimp boat was sinking out there at the end of the jetties.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty nuts, wasn't it?
Yeah, crazy. Did he hit the jetties or he's just sinking there?
You know what? I still don't know the real true story on it, but there's a whole bunch of comments that think that they do, so I don't know. Yeah. If you read it, there's all kinds of stuff. They hit a boat
everybody
out there.
An opinion.
And, yeah, they drifted in, and, oh, they hit the jetties. They didn't hit the jetties. You know what? I don't know. As long as they're safe, you know? I mean, shoot.
Yeah, that's what he said. All the crew was safe.
Well, there you go, man. I mean, it'd be nice to know the whole story, but I thought it was cool. I thought it was crazy, really. I mean, but you know what? We see that, Mickey. We see that all the time, you know?
Yeah, y'all are out there a lot. Man, I can't even tell you how long it's been since I've been to the jetties.
Boy, it'll sneak up on you, man. Our foggy days are approaching.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And, you know, shoot, thank God for radar, but, you know, they're for, you know, we've been doing it 12, 13 years. And, man, when I first started doing it, not to say that there wasn't some kind of technology, but we wasn't using it.
Right.
We weren't using it, man, and
you do now.
That's right, man. But the you know, the bike's been good. It got a little cold. Didn't stay very cold for very long down there.
Well, it was a quick turnaround, wasn't it? Too cold.
Goodness gracious!
Boom, here come the warm air again. When the wind switched back to the southerly flow, got warm quick again.
It happened quick, man. So we're right back to these. You know, shoot, usually we're fishing with, what are we in November? Usually we're fishing with, you know, blue crab and everything and kind of doing that sort of train after that first big cold front. But we've been sticking to, you know, shoot, for the big redfish, sticking to, like, you know, sand trout and all the summertime kind of warm water baits. And because it's still warm, man, the light tackle has been phenomenal, you know?
Yeah.
We've been catching shoot, we caught some nice trout running around Offutt's and fishing different little areas in Offutt's Bayou on Saturday, and sheephead and slot redfish and, you know, you name it. It was running around out there. So that warm water is a good thing for us. And, I mean, we enjoy it. And then hopefully it gets real cold. And December 15th, we're going to go hammer some flounder, you know?
Yeah, one of his guys caught a big one in the bay yesterday, about 5 pounds. Nice flounder.
Dang, man. Yep. It's gonna be a good little flounder pool. We'll see some folks having to get a little smart as all these inlets and everything are getting concrete, you know, closed off and concreted in the channel. And we're gonna have to start, you know. People are going to have to start using a little bit more thinking on shorelines and coves and inlets and where they're going. I mean, not inlets, you know, the beginning of openings and
right.
Trying to find where the fish is staged up on bait or whatever. But there's still a bunch of great shorelines up and down, you know, for now. And so, we've seen some big ones running around, huh? We've been catching a couple random big ones just, you know, fishing with live shrimp at the jetties, you know, 22, 23 inches and healthy fish. So we'll see if they stay like that.
Well, all we can do is wait for the 15th and see if there's anything left. If it doesn't get real cold, there'll be plenty left. I mean, there's no need for them to leave that quick.
Just hey, and then we got Wahoo season coming up.
Yep.
No,
talking about hoos before long.
Yeah. That'll be nice, man. We'll hopefully this weather can shape up. I mean, I know we're gonna obviously get a couple real good cold fronts coming in, but you know, 2-3 days after, when everything is nice and tranquil, you know, that's the opportunity to gas up and rock and roll. And shoot, if it's real nice, we'll leave you know, we'll leave, hopefully get out there for 2 days, you know, go do our tuna fishing and then wake up, you know, wake the crew up, do Wahoo, and then fish all that next day and do it over again, you know.
Is this right now, is this a good time for swordfish?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, those swordfish, they, to my knowledge, which is, you know, I won't say it's minimal, but, you know, this is my first real, I call it first real year, I mean, actively fishing for them. But
yeah,
I do recall the at least one of the biggest ones we've ever caught was on Christmas Day a couple years ago with old Nail'em Nailer.
I remember that.
And it was Christmas Day. We got out there and whacked that real, real, real nice one with them. And, you know, and just speaking with real, you know, people that have been doing it a long time. And to my knowledge, you know, wintertime's fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic for them. And so that's exciting, you know. It definitely adds a adds another species to what we can do if we're getting out there and doing our Wahoo, and our folks get tired of catching Wahoo, you know, burn off because you know you're already close enough to just about everything.
I don't know anybody gets tired of catching Wahoo.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you, we had a couple days last season that were, you know, you start getting into the, you know, 10 Wahoo plus, and I mean, we don't want to stop fishing for them, you know, by any means, but shoot, people get, you know, can you imagine getting bored from catching Wahoo? I mean,
not me.
It's crazy. What a world, right?
Especially eating them. Boy, it's a good
eating. Yeah, shoot. Hey, I never get tired of eating them.
Nah, it's Wahoo steaks, pretty big time.
Oh, yeah. We'll do sashimi that sucker up right there back at the dock. And
heck yeah.
I don't care if my wife is three states over at a realtor conference, but is she going to start walking so she can make it there to that dock when we get back for that soy sauce? Huh. She loves it, man.
Well, how's Las Vegas? The city that never
it's
sleeps.
Good, man.
Is there a lot of people there? Is it crowded?
It's everywhere. I mean, there's people everywhere. You know, I think the last time I came here was several years ago, and I think we walked up and down the strip and this and that, but man, I mean, we've been here, we've been going to this conference, and we've been, you know, there's that time difference. Maybe I said it not great earlier, but I don't know. The time difference is, you know, at 10 o'clock here, let's call it 8 o'clock here, it's like 10 o'clock back home.
Yeah. It's 2 hours.
Yeah. So we're 2 hours early, right? Or, you know, in front of what,
you're talking right now at 3:51 in Las Vegas.
Yeah. There you go. And so anyway, that's been, man, we've just been like a whole bunch of old geezers around here, man. 8 o'clock, mom and dad are, that's like 10 p.m. back home. You know, they're clocking out.
Yeah.
You know, we've done some cool stuff. We've been to a couple little shows. But, you know.
Last time I was there, we did a show. It was it's when Andre Agassi, when he was married to Brooke Shields, I used to put on that big fundraiser for, you know, unfortunate children in Vegas and all that. They'd raised money for that, and we saw Robin Williams. Man, that guy was hilarious. I never laughed so hard in all my life. That guy was crazy, man. He was something else.
Yeah. There's a bunch of talented people, man. A bunch of talented people.
There he is. Including us. No.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, look, I got to run, Sharky. Thanks for taking my call,
brother.
From Las Vegas. Nice fishing report from Vegas.
Thanks, man. You
throw them out some info. Somebody wants to reach out to you guys over there and do a little fishing when you get back home, brother.
That's right, man. That's right. We got a bunch of 5-star captains that are down there right now. In fact, I seen them on the cameras getting ready this morning to go catch them up, guys. Hop on out. Just Google us, Outcast Charters, Galveston, check us out, man. We've got on-site lodging, sleep up to 18 people. We do corporate events, birthday parties, weddings, you name it. Come check us out. Let's go make some memories out on the water. Everybody have a blessed rest of your week. And Mickey, we'll talk to you on Saturday, bud.
All right, sure.
I'll be back on the water by then, brother.
All right, man.
All right, man.
You have a good time. See you, man.
All right. See you.
Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.